I imagine that, I heard about in old times the one-lane roads, that would provoke a lot of fights, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, you had gravel on the side. And I remember going to Memphis, it would take about six and a half hours going to Memphis. Gravel. You're about 40 miles an hour, 45, you were really getting it. Slinging and flats, you had at least two or three flats every time you went to Memphis. You'd take an air pump, you'd pump up your tire and all that. It was quite an ordeal, but of course, that was really good compared to what it used to be before they got the gravel roads, when it would rain. That's one of the unique things about the Delta, it was so flat that nothing would drain off, and the mud, the roads would just go out of sight. It just, you couldn't travel except by horseback. Now, the original road to South Washington County came down the old levee, right down the riverside. Over here, that's all, everything started on the river.
How's the land been changed since you come up?
Well, it's been cleared mostly. More and more open land, because they just clean it all the time. They're doing some land forming, which is moving dirt around, smoothing it out. It's like I said before, it's not as level as you think it is. There are potholes or small depressions in the soil, and they fill that up and
they dig.
They get it off the ridge and put it in a low place. And this makes the road, the drainage, it will drain itself. Each road will drain itself without having to run a water furrow or a drainage furrow through the field to get rid of the water.
The soil itself is very good.
All right, the soil in the Delta, there's all types. People who are not familiar with it think that it's just all one type of soil. Mm-hmm. But it's really like a strip of bacon. It was laid down, all of it, by the river. And your fast-moving water drops your sand first, your heavier particles. Then the water slows down and it drops your silt. And when it slows down more, it drops your clay. So you'll find this in layers. We're sitting right now on top of an extremely sandy, well, I call it a ridge. You wouldn't think it's a ridge, but it is a ridge. It falls off a little bit to both sides. It's deep sandy loam soil. If you drill a shallow well pump right where we are sitting, you'll get plenty of water at about 25 feet. It's all the water you need. It's hard water, it tastes bad, it's rusty, but it's water. There's about 75 or 80 feet of gravel right under that. So we're sitting on an ocean of water. If I want to irrigate, all I'd have to do is sink a great big pipe down in there, and we've got an ocean of water. Yeah. Right under where we are. We've got a gravel pit, if we want to do that. There's good sand and there's gravel right under here, and that gravel is full of water.
Have you ever thought about irrigating like this? Have y'all had good weather this year?
Well, we went through a stage where I would like to have had some water. My neighbor bought, I guess, $100,000 worth of irrigation equipment. And he went out there and cranked that thing off one afternoon, it rained that night.
Oh,
he waited a week, and he went back out there and he cranked it off again, and it rained that night. And the third time he did that, it rained all the next day. I told him to send that thing back where he got it from. We had all the water we needed. He was gonna get us too wet. So this is the trouble with this country in irrigation. About the time you get started, we can have up to 75 or 80 inches of rain a year. See? And the average, I think, I'm not
but
you're real
certain. Having a bad year.
You have a bad year, but it's a very unusual year. See? And